Warning. Possible spoilers ahead.
And now we're pleased to bring you our feature presentation.
Hello, and welcome to Cinema Siblings.
We're going right into it.
Well, maybe Haley should get off her goddamn phone.
I was trying to text people, make plans, leave me alone. I'm Haley.
It's more important.
I'm Haley. Are we starting over? Is that what we're doing?
No.
Okay.
Don't you know? Whatever. And this is Cinema Siblings, again.
I'm Haley. I don't know where we are!
Whatever.
Whatever. I'm still Haley. After the sixth time, you don't know.
Pretty horrible at this. We're a brother and sister duo who try and go see all the movies.
You didn't introduce yourself.
Yes, I did.
I didn't hear you. Who are you?
I'm Mitchell.
Okay, we're good. We're solid. We're on track.
Find a new co-host.
You say this every week.
Brendan needs to come. Come on, Brendan.
Don't you dare. I'm going to take my shit away.
We're my brothers.
You guys are jerks. You're all jerks. I'm great at this.
You say so.
We go see all the movies, or try to go see all the movies, and then we talk about them.
Yep. Movie news.
The biggest thing that dropped last night.
Yep.
The fucking
Black Panther trailer.
Teaser trailer, which looks like it's going to be the greatest Marvel movie ever.
Yep. Fuck all the other ones.
Seriously.
Black Panther's here.
Like, this is so exciting. Everyone in that movie wants to kick everyone else's ass, and I love it.
Wakanda is a very violent place.
It's gonna be so good. Like, those character designs look so good. I am thoroughly excited. That cast looks like it's gonna be fucking amazing.
Yeah, looks pretty dope.
Yeah. Why did it take so long for Marvel to make this movie? Like, come on, guys.
It's pretty great.
It's gonna be fantastic.
And Run the Jewels was in the trailer, so that obviously makes it awesome.
It's gonna be so good.
If anyone has not listened to Run the Jewels' new album, Run the Jewels 3, you definitely should.
Mitchell promoting that Run the Jewels a lot.
Because they're the best. Killer Mike and LP.
I hate that it's gonna come out in 2018 because I want it now.
Too bad.
They just can't throw an awesome trailer at this us and then be like, you gotta wait an extra year.
Next year.
It
said coming soon.
I think it's 2018. I'm pretty sure, according to their schedule, unless they've changed it again.
I don't know.
But I mean, I guess I think this makes me actually really excited because I'm very excited for Thor that's coming out, and now I'm excited for Black Panther. I feel like I still have serious issues with Marvel because they fucking suck sometimes.
Oh my god.
They do, Mitchell. They do. They're shitty at what they do. And then I'm like, okay, I guess it's like, because Chris Hemsworth's obviously the best.
What you got going on here?
He needs to do a bunch of just mini episodes of him just walking around pretending to be Thor. No matter what outfit he's wearing, he's just Thor all the time. I would love it. It would be so good.
Thor was in Civil War, the comics, so...
Right?
Well, he was like Robot Thor, actually. Oh. Like, they had, like, genetically engineered...
Weird.
...android robot Thor thing.
Well, it's not exactly like Civil War happened as the comic Civil War did anyway.
Very true.
They had to go and fix the Ultron stuff.
But, like, Thor was dead, and then actual Thor comes back and smashes his robot Thor's head.
He's like, what you guys doing replacing me? Think I'm dead? No one's dead in comics. No one. Except for unless you're a mentor figure. We've determined that.
It'd be awesome if, like, just Uncle Ben came back for real.
You forgot, Peter.
Spider-Man, I'll just be like, okay, I'm good now. I don't have to fight crime.
You gotta fight crime. Uncle Ben's solid. Back. I'm gonna go have dinner with my aunt and uncle. See you guys. This point, you're like 33, Spider-Man. Like, he regresses back into his high school state.
Every 10 years.
Every 10 years. because they're coming out with that new, what is it, a Disney XD Spider-Man show. I feel like it's the same thing over and over. It's, well, we had this other Spider-Man with his team. Now we're going to have other Spider-Man start over again. Ultimate, yes. It was Ultimate Spider-Man. Now
he was, like, part of the Kid Avengers or something.
I don't know. It was a pretty good show. I think I watched, like, the first two or three seasons of it. And now they're coming out with... I did, Mitchell.
First two or three seasons.
Two or three seasons.
So basically all of it.
I don't think I ever finished the third season. I think it's up on Netflix, but then I got sort of bored. I don't know. I can't remember. Look, when you're an art student, you're in the studio for hours on end, you run out of things to watch, so you watch everything. And I watched all the cartoons, so...
so many things I want to watch.
It's very, very hard. There's not enough time in the day. But that's the only movie news I think I can think of, because it was the only thing that was important.
That Murder on the Siberian Express looked pretty dope.
Say that again, Mitchell? Murder on the Siberian Express.
What is it?
Murder on the Oriental Express.
Whatever.
That looks pretty good.
Pretty sure they're going across Siberia.
Oh, but that, I saw that trailer, what, last week?
Yeah.
It was attached to Wonder Woman.
I saw.
Well, we saw.
We saw.
Whatever. You know what I mean.
Haley trying to divide the podcast.
I see everything. But that looks real good.
And Johnny Depp's in it.
We can get on top Johnny Depp topic in a second, seeing as we're going to talk about Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah. Johnny Depp wasn't that, huh?
I know. Well, that's the thing. I guess we can just get into this right now. Because Johnny Depp was the least and most unimportant thing in that movie.
Kind of.
He did not do anything, Mitchell. Anything at all. There was no form of character development. He literally just ran around being drunk. All his, like, lines, they weren't even funny. It was just a creepy, like, drunk uncle who followed everyone around and was really unnecessary.
He did have a boat to get them off the island.
I guess, but, like, even at the end, he didn't even have some big battle. Like...
yeah. There was no real good fight scenes or sword fights in this one.
Like, Johnny Depp never had to actually face his... I guess Jack Sparrow never had to face his demons in this movie.
Yes, but for real, has Johnny Depp ever had to face his demons?
That's true, too. He just does whatever he wants. His people, his legal people, are very concerned about him, and he's getting irritated with them. Well, he's spending too much money, apparently. Like, he's spending so much money, it's like $2 million in a month.
What?
Yes, and he's not getting enough money income. So his people are like, dude, you gotta slow down. You're like, you're gonna go broke. And he's like, fuck you, I'm gonna spend $2 million on wine every month. Give me a break, blah, 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 blah. I got my island, I got my France home, I got whatever other home. He's trying to, I think there's the one in his house in California. He lives in like I don't want to say like a cul-de-sac, but it's like a neighborhood. And he's bought up every single house in that neighborhood except one. And the guy refuses to sell to him because he's like, fuck you, Johnny Depp. I like my house. Get out of here. Because Johnny Depp just wants his own area. And I'm like, dude, this so is why weird. You're going broke. Because you bought 10 houses you're not living in. I
wonder what the property taxes on those are like.
No, man. He's crazy. But this movie, like... I wanted there to be a lot more Will and Elizabeth than I did Johnny Depp.
We'll get that in the next one, Haley.
I know, I hope. Well, I don't know. I feel like they should have... because fucking Disney advertises like, this is the last one. We're never doing it. The final chapter. No, you're not, Disney. No, you're not. These Pirates movies have given you so much money.
I wonder how much this one's made.
I don't know. That's a good question. I actually have not looked it up at all and seen if it was, like, profitable.
But overall, even though we're dumping on it a little bit, we're dumping on
Johnny Depp
more
see,
than anything.
The movie itself.
It was pretty good.
Yes, it was. It was very entertaining.
It needed better fight scenes, though.
Yes,
It was real bad.
It was... their writing was weak at some points, but that was just... again, it was because there was no, like, big overarching moment, I feel like. Even when... spoiler alert, but even when, like, the guy possesses, like, Will's kid, it happened for all
weird.
Of 10 seconds, and then he jumps out of his body again.
I feel like it needed to happen.
Like, there was... something that was such high stakes, the movie itself didn't feel high stakes at all.
You needed to walk on dry land.
Yeah. It was so... but it was good, like, in the moment watching it and listening to the music, like, dun, 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 the
obviously.
Theme. It's like, yeah, pirates, yeah.
They never said pirate. They never blame their actions on being a pirate in this one.
Oh, God.
But yeah, it was real good.
It was. I think people
not real good, but
it was good. It was like a 7. I would say 6-7. Yeah, it was
average.
Average, yeah. It was solid. Above average, it was maybe. A lot. It was like C+.
Yeah,
maybe a B-. Whatever rating system you would like to put onto Pirates of the Caribbean, it definitely passed the class in college. They did not need to repeat. It wasn't, what was it, the fourth one? The fourth one was trash.
Yeah, the,
I honestly, yes, I do not remember.
It was pretty bad.
Essentially anything that happened in that movie beyond the fact that they were looking for the Fountain of Youth. That's how trash that. Mermaids? I don't remember mermaids in the slightest. I'm not even joking.
And the Spaniards were trying to get to the Fountain of Youth before them because they were like, this is an affront to God or something.
I don't remember any of that. No. All I know was Johnny Depp was trying to find the Fountain of Youth. And he was, like, the only person in that movie. It was trash.
Also, did we do spoilers for this already? Does it matter?
I said spoilers because I talked about Will Turner's body.
Will Turner?
What's
Will Turner's
his name?
Son.
Will Turner's son getting possessed for all of 5 seconds. I can't remember any of the character names, even though it was a decent movie. I didn't mind any of the new characters either.
No, I don't really remember any of their names.
No.
Besides Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, I was gonna say, was his name Jack? No, fucking Will wouldn't name his kid after Jack Sparrow. That's bullshit.
That'd be funny. Oh, we gotta see some more Sparrow. Well, not Sparrow, because that's not his real last name we found out in this movie.
Oh, yeah. They just called him Sparrow.
We get to see more of the Jack Sparrow family tree.
Oh my god, yes.
And apparently they're all famous musicians.
All famous musicians that in the movies are just named Jack. They're all Jack. Whoever, like, this family apparently is like
Uncle
so,
Jack.
Yeah, they're so drunk that they can't actually think of another name when a baby's born.
Or they forget.
They're like, it's so much easier if we're all just named Jack. This just makes life 10 times better.
It'd be so funny if, like, they get at least, you know, the three of them that are named Jack right now.
Uh-huh.
Maybe there's more. We don't know. But, like, in the same room, and then, like, you get to meet their mom, and she just says, Jack! And, like,
they all turn around
in their drunken, staggery ways.
What? Oh, no. No, that's for you, dude.
That would be funny.
That'd be good. That'd be good.
That'd be more like a web short.
Yes. If they ever did those.
Never gonna happen.
No. Johnny Depp, I was surprised because when they were, like, advertising this movie or whatever it was, he went to the California Disney and he was, like, dressed up as Jack Sparrow and went into the Pirates of the Caribbean ride and was, like, doing stuff. I was like, this is a little strange. I'd be, like sitting on one of those boats, a slow, slow moving, and be like, what the fuck is that? I'd be freaking out. I'd be like, this is the weirdest thing. It'd be crazy. Or I'd be like, that's a really good animatronic. They're stepping up their game because they put Jack Sparrow in all the scenes
Apparently, the new animatronics in
Avatar World?
Yeah, are super awesome.
Really? Because looking at the commercials, like, when they're like, they look creepy as hell. So I'm like, I was like, come on, I don't know. I'll be going in, like, what, a week, maybe? I don't know.
Is it open?
Yeah, it's open. It opens in the end of May.
Oh,
yeah, on like the 26th or something.
It's gonna be crowded as fuck.
Oh, it is, Mitchell.
It's the wrong time to go to Disney.
Well,
they opened a new place.
They did. We don't know if we're actually gonna go to that area because neither we don't care about Avatar that much.
I still haven't seen it.
I have seen half of it and then I gave up because that movie is like 4 hours long. And I was like, I know how this ends, and it's not that pretty. I want to say it's 3 to 3.5 hours, Mitchell. It's the longest goddamn... You know how Dave Cameron is. He can't make a short movie.
James Cameron,
whatever his name is. I got the last name. But he can't make a short movie. Freaking Titanic had to be on 2 VHSs when it came out.
The only movie I know
that had two
that came out in our lifetime.
Yes, that had 2 VHSs. Gotta get that box set. What else is there to talk about? What do you want to talk about, Mitchell?
I just like the fact that the whole thing with Captain Barbossa.
Yes! Yes! See, that was a well-written, good storyline.
Yeah,
like, that was solid. I really enjoyed that. I'm pissed because he's honestly the best, like, actor and pirate in that movie, and now he's fucking dead. Like, that upsets
me.
Spoilers. We're gonna put a spoiler warning. But this movie's been out for a couple weeks, so people probably have seen it. By the time this comes out, people have seen it.
Probably be
next
month.
Yes.
I'm trying to edit, guys. I'm sorry. It takes a while. I can't really do it at work. We've been a little bit busy.
Tisk, tisk, Mitchell, working at work.
And I've been a little bit lazy.
But that was, like, he is such a good, he's always been a good pirate. He has been, like, he's just been like, no, I'm a pirate through and through. I want my ship. I want my gold. I don't want to be cursed. I'm going to be a fucking pirate king. Like, all of his, like, mindset and things have always been pirate first. And I've loved that because he's always been the best pirate.
He's just got a good story arc.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good ending for him. Like,
no, it is, but I just didn't want him to end.
Yeah, very true. Wanted to see the adventures of him.
Yes, exactly. Like, I want to see him in his fucking fleet of ships go around plundering everything.
Not having to worry about that dick Spaniard guy.
Right? Like, holding his crew hostage. He just wanted to be the best pirate ever, and he essentially was.
Also, what is with this compass being, like, all-powerful, apparently?
Okay, so this compass confuses me. I don't understand. Like, they needed to build up that mythos a little more. Like,
there's a lot of nautical myths and legends that need to be explained.
They just throw it in there. Like, the Davy Jones thing was very well done because it was an entire movie. But, like, I feel like halfway through this movie, they just didn't care about the compass anymore. And then someone threw it at him at the end and was like, here you go, it's actually pointing in the right direction now. Or something. Because it's always been spinning for him.
Well, it hasn't. For Johnny, for
Jack Sparrow, He's never known where he wants to go.
He has.
No.
That's what brought him to the Fountain of Youth and shit.
Oh, see, I don't remember that movie. In the trio, the first three, the compass never worked for him.
You sure?
Yeah, it always spun around. Like, that was his big issue in a lot of the movies, was he never actually knew what he wanted.
Except for when he wanted to go to the secret island with the cursed gold.
Possible. I don't know.
It's worked for him.
It hasn't for a while, though. Like, that was a big point in one of the movies, was he didn't know what he wanted.
Whatever. But apparently this compass can unleash your greatest fear.
Apparently? Which, what?
If you betray it.
By giving it to someone for a bottle of freaking rum? Like, stupid also. Stupid. Like, come on, John. You could have taken any other part of your person and probably handed it to that man.
Here's my gun.
Yeah.
I don't use it.
Ever. I literally never use the gun. You may have it. No. He had to give up. And then, okay, so how did he get the compass back? Like, who got this compass back for him?
What do you mean?
I didn't follow that. I know the witch lady took it. So did Barbossa give it, like, to him later? I didn't understand, because at the end of the movie, someone just threw it at him, and I was like, where, what?
I kind of like the origin of Jack Sparrow, though.
Just being this guy and then screwing over. Yeah, I did like that.
And then everyone's like, our captain, he is tribute.
Yes, I did really like
that.
Here's
your hat.
And that's
and your scarf.
And that's where everyone thing came from. That was good. Even if they were giving it to a creepy CGI Johnny Depp.
That was so weird.
I think the only time that's worked is the Star Wars first Rogue One.
Yeah.
That one, they looked pretty freaking good.
It didn't look bad.
No.
You can definitely tell, but it didn't
but it
look
wasn't,
horrible.
It wasn't looking there and being like, this is creepy smooth and I don't like it. Like, it was still palatable. This was not very.
Jack doing one of the sick ass boat turns.
Yeah.
Connecting to the rocks.
Quick turn, yeah.
Anyone knows about the Sea of Thieves game that is coming out for Xbox, you should play it. Because you just get to be a fucking pirate and it's awesome.
Okay, I think that's good.
What about the other, what was the next movie we saw?
We saw Aliens. Alien Covenant.
Yeah.
Yes, that one.
And we watched all the movies, well not all of them. We watched two. Alien.
Yeah, three.
Alien, Aliens, mm-hmm. and Prometheus leading up to it.
Yes.
Because I had never seen any of them.
I had seen
And this movie just raises so many questions about the alien mythos.
Mitchell wants things connected all together so badly. Like, we left that movie, and he was asking me questions. Like, I was the person who wrote these things.
I'm just asking them in general. I was asking them to you.
I was like, damn, Mitchell, I don't know. I don't know these. I have these questions, too.
Because the way we watched them, we watched one and two.
Yes. And then Prometheus.
And then Prometheus. And Prometheus was really good.
Yeah.
People hated it. At least I thought. I thought Prometheus was good.
No. When that movie came out, people shit all over it so much. And I was slightly irritated because that was the first actual, I think, alien movie I'd officially seen. Like, mm-hmm. I've seen bits and pieces previously, but I saw that one and I was like, this is kind of great and cool. It's a little confusing, but it's cool. Well,
Prometheus made things make kind of sense.
Yes. Like, it's not just, I mean, obviously.
And then Alien Covenant comes and blows all that shit out of the water.
It's just like they set up this origin story for Prometheus and it's great. And then Covenant builds off of it so much. You're like, what's going on now?
Like, how is this? How do you get from here to there?
Point A to point B.
How do you get from Alien Covenants to Alien?
I know, but it seems like they're really thinking it through, so they have to connect things. It's just going to take another movie or two. I think it's going to be one more.
Yeah, but then they need a whole other alien ship? It's weird.
I think it's going to take one more movie. It's going to be a trilogy.
Prometheus.
Yes.
It's awesome because if you watched, like, Alien or Aliens before Prometheus,
mm-hmm.
you can see, like, visually the all stuff the that eggs. The old alien people who make the aliens had mm-hmm. matches up with what was in the Alien and Alien movie. The mm-hmm. ship is the same. You see, like, the guy sitting on the ship and how mm-hmm. it, like, enclosed on him and how they looked weird.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool. But then you gotta wonder, how the fuck did the alien eggs get on that ship?
Yes,
what they find?
That's one of the big things has not been, because right now
there aren't actual aliens. There's like protomorphs or whatever the hell they're calling
yes.
them.
They freak me out because they like to stand up on two legs more than the actual alien
aliens
do. Are
we talking about the bloodburster thingies? That's what they're calling those.
Are they like the ones that come out of the spines?
Yeah, it's not the spine. It's like blood.
They're like, in the blood
kinda,
stream.
Yeah.
Well,
like that.
They like to stand on two legs like people, and I don't like it. I, like, aliens are
that
awesome.
That only happened, like, once.
But it freaks me the fuck out. I can deal with all these, like, aliens on four legs with their crazy whippy tails and everything. As soon as they start standing up like people, that's the part that freaks me out. I'm like, nope, not gonna do this. I don't like your weird, smooth, chrome dome faces staring
chrome
at me. Like, staring right in the eye. No, 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 no. Get down. Get down. You gotta be crawling around. Not standing up like people. That, no.
Finally got to see what alien vision looks like, too.
That was pretty cool.
That
I liked
weird.
That. Yeah. Well, I mean, they've done it a lot, obviously, with the Predator stuff, so you always know what they see and look through their vision, but I've never seen alien vision, which is kind of awesome.
Also, this movie proves that Michael Fassbender can be two creepy guys at the same time.
Michael Fassbender is, like, the weirdest man whenever he acts sometimes. Because he's fucking creepy. Like, especially, obviously, David. David is the creepiest goddamn character.
Spoiler alert, David's back.
David's back. I feel like at this point, again, you'd probably realize. But, good God, like, they just want to be, like, it's real important that we know if these androids have some junk or not, because I feel like there's just weird rapey vibes all over the place.
Yeah.
These androids need to stop wanting to fuck people, honestly.
I don't know if they want to fuck people
definitely,
so much as, I mean, David didn't.
David wants to, I could
just
see David
rape
being,
everyone.
Yeah, David's a weirdo and he wants
David's weird
to do,
and rapey.
Yeah, and then experiment.
And then,
be like, I'm gonna impregnate you with freaking alien weird things and then cut you open and see how you work.
Also, I really want to know some of the backstory to these characters.
Yeah, they just
like,
throw them on a ship?
The biggest, no, not only that, I'll get to that in a minute,
okay.
But the biggest thing was like the guy who becomes the captain after James Franco dies.
Fucking weird. Why James Franco?
It's kind of awesome.
I love the fact that they were like, James Franco, we need you for like 3 seconds. We're going to kill you real fast.
We just need you to lay in this coffin and
yes.
then climb
and then,
him out and,
yeah,
and
be
record
like, hi,
a video.
And then take a picture with people so we have your memory.
Yeah.
Like, because if James Franco was in that entire movie, I'd be real irritated. I do not
really?
Like him. I don't like his characters, especially those characters he plays where he's like, I'm a cool dude and I do all these extreme things. If he's not in a comedy, he pisses me the fuck off. I'm like, no, this isn't gonna work. Your face, your stupid smiley face should never be in drama or action.
Oh,
always
God.
Comedy. Oh, he irritates me.
But yeah. The captain who replaces him is, like, apparently real religious. And
yes!
Like, when he confronts David, he's like, when I was younger, I saw the devil, and I know what he looks like. Where does that come from? What exactly happened? I want to know. You need to explain that. Give me a flashback or something to this trauma this guy has experienced that makes him turn to God this like this.
I don't, like, I also
And then how, like, trusting he is of this weird android.
Nope. Who goes like, down into his damn
that
basement.
That alien was my friend. Why'd you kill him?
He trusted me. Like, bitch, he killed. He beheaded my crew member. And she's floating in the fucking water right now. And David's not seeing a problem with this.
And then the captain is like, oh, I'll just look over this weird fleshy
egg
thing. Oh
my god, so stupid. So stupid. So stupid. This man, who's like cautious of fucking like everything, I feel like, very easily follows David down into a deep dark basement after going through his laboratory and then
dissected weird alien
things.
Yes,
yes, like obviously something's not right here. Where are your fucking trigger, like, like,
fucking shoot him.
Seriously.
You save yourself
trouble. We're done here. Get out the fucking way. Like, we're leaving. We're leaving. That's it. We're done.
Leaving this fucking hellhole.
Seriously. I want to know. I want to get literally everyone's freaking file.
Their credentials?
Yes. Who are these people? Because they're dumb.
Especially whoever, what was it, Wayland Corporation?
Yes.
Whoever these people are hiring, do not give them any kind of instructions to explore alien
getting
worlds.
Getting them from the shittiest temp agency, Mitchell. Like, I swear to God.
Like, oh, you're a biologist? Cool. Come with us.
Like, oh, you don't have a job, but you have a PhD.
You know about rocks? Let's go.
Come on, guys. Because literally,
we're not
going to
train you to interact with alien anything ever.
Nobody knows how to deal with... Oh, yeah, we're going to go colonize this alien world that's only ever had, like, robots on it to say, yes, it's habitable.
And apparently we don't have any kind of data on what is on the planet.
No, beyond the fact that the air won't kill us, like, honestly.
Let's just walk around this strange planet with no things to cover or anything.
Who doesn't, like...
So that if there's some kind of contagion, we get infected.
Half of the things in this movie would be totally fine if everyone literally just kept their fucking body suits on. Like in Prometheus, don't take the helmet off. Don't take the helmet off. You'll be fine. No one's gonna get sick. In this movie, wear outfits.
That's not true, because David... poison the one guy.
Well, yes, he did. He did poison him, but then...
Nobody got in trouble because of their...
outfits in the other one?
Yeah, it was just real dumb because you're on an alien planet
and
you don't know what's in the fucking air.
Who knows, Mitchell? Who fucking knows? Like, literally, it's like, you have to have a PhD. This is the requirements to be on this ship. You have to have a PhD, and you can't be claustrophobic because you're going to be sleeping for a couple years. And that's it. That's all. Like, are you married? This is probably a better thing. Let's get you and your husband or wife onto the ship.
So, if one of them dies, you can have...
some emotional backstory. Like, good job. We're done here. This is the colonies we want.
Fly up into space. Go.
No, we're fine. You don't need to be trained. None of that. On it. So stupid. So stupid. I did...
And then the training they do get, or the warnings they do get, is like, fuck this. We're doing what we want.
For real. Literally, if all of a sudden... everyone's like, we're dying down here. I'd be like, bitches, we're leaving. Like, we're going to go sleep in our pods and go to the actual world. See ya. Peace out. Like,
we got to protect these colonists. Sorry, guys.
For real. You got like 300 people on your ship and you're like, I need to go down there because there's 3 other people who are still alive.
My wife's in trouble.
Like, are you actually friends? Because you've been sleeping for the past 2 years. Like, do you actually know each other? Gotta peace out. Just fucking see you guys. Nice knowing you. We'll carve your names into a stone when we get down there.
You will be memorialized on our new planet.
Like, this will be fine. Good
Which
God, guys.
Hopefully, we'll be much more careful of.
No.
Being exposed to any kind of contaminants.
No. They'll have alien bullshit too, obviously. Everything now just has alien bullshit. That's what David's gonna do. He's gonna be like, aliens here, aliens here. Aliens here. I'm a papa of aliens now. He's just...
Papa.
He's papa.
Alien papa.
Alien papa. The creepiest.
David is the creepiest guy
ever. Like, the Texas... What was the other one's name? What was the other...
Walter?
Walter, yes. Walter, not bad. Walter seemed like a chill android.
Yeah.
He just wanted to, like, definitely help. Chill. Yes.
But then, like, he gets quote-unquote killed, and which then the new androids get to quote-unquote heal themselves from this.
Yes,
and then, like, he says, we've been upgraded, but then proceeds to get his ass kicked by David for some reason.
Yes, yes. It doesn't make any sense. And then David replaces him, and then it's so obvious. It's so obvious. Even, like, at the end reveal, God.
I kind of knew it was coming. Yes. I'm like, please don't be him.
I know.
And
you
be
don't
smarter.
Wanna...
Like, check him out before.
Yes. No. No. You literally have androids that look exactly the fucking same, guys. Exactly the same. And no one's going to be like...
And like, oh, his skin isn't healing automatically. Like, apparently the new androids can do.
Oh, my God.
You didn't think of that?
No, I didn't.
Let me help you patch yourself up, even though your
what
skin is
fuck?
Supposed to heal itself.
I just love, like, David, honestly, he would have been totally fine if he just said, yeah, I'll totally help you with your cabin on the lake. Like, he would have been shown.
Yeah,
instead,
right?
He stood there and sort of creepily smiled down at her, and then she was like, no! And then he goes and pukes up fucking alien embryos. And
I don't know about puke, but he does pull them out of his body.
And then goes, bleh, and then puts them with the baby embryos, like, bup, bup, go sleep, like.
Go to sleep. Now he's got all these colonists to experiment
right,
on.
Right, right, he's a creepy motherfucker. He's a weirdo, and I... Every...
Apparently, people he loves, he dissects.
Right? He's like, I loved her crying in the rain with flowers and everything. But also look at my creepy drawings I made of her while I had her guts out.
I have her body open and preserved
right,
in my lab.
Right? Nobody sees this as an issue. Just fucking bad, guys. This is a bad thing. How do you not know? Like, oh my God.
And then
oh.
just... Just mass genocide of a
For
planet.
Real. He stood over and was so happy to drop all them crazy liquid things down.
Create
all the crazy alien bullshit.
And
then
disintegrate
everyone. He was so pleased with that. So pleased. I want to know, was she dead while he was doing that or after he did that? Like, did
oh,
she...
Oh, you mean when did he kill... Elizabeth Shaw?
Yes, yes.
I was wondering that too.
Yeah, like, because he drops all these, like, in the flashback we get, it doesn't look like she's there at all, because
like,
he is very planned.
She would most likely try and stop
She'd
him.
Be like, no, because she had a question. She was like, why
yeah.
the fuck are you guys trying to kill us? She probably
yeah.
would have been like, drop it afterwards, but she wanted her questions answered.
Let's get out of here, David.
I know, peace
fuck
out.
Fuck these guys, drop them massive,
right?
mass weapons
Fucking
mass
nuke their shit and leave. Peace. It would have been, yeah, I would have enjoyed that. But she's... And now, either she was sleeping or... Because I feel like if she died then, he wouldn't be able to experiment fully on her. I don't know, man.
Like
I said, Dave's a weirdo.
This movie raised way more
yes.
questions than
it was,
it answered.
It was very good. It was. I enjoyed it. I think my biggest issue is, like, they always have sort of, like, the same character tropes in every character on every ship.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, they're always...
They always have the badass chick who survives.
Yes, and then they have to have, like... one or two people always freak out and never know what to do in these situations, and then they die, and they're the ones getting
and
fucked
then
up.
They have the evil android or creepy android.
Yes, yes. There's always has to be weird android.
And Haley, just remember, if you bleed red.
Oh shit! What was it?
If
you bleed red, you're a friend. If you bleed white, we're gonna fight.
Yes.
That's it. That's what
that's what you gotta know about androids, guys.
Bleed red, you're friends. If you bleed white, we're gonna fight.
Androids and their weird milky white
yes.
blood.
Fucking creepy still. Like, throwing it up. Bleh, bleh, like, this is so unnecessary. It freaks... And then, like, even in Aliens, when he's all chopped in half and all the weird white, like...
Organ
in, like, plastic tubes.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is creepier than actually seeing human intestines. Like, this is so uneasy.
Again, androids are creepy as fuck.
They are. I always think, like, even... Like, you sit there and you're like, they're just bad. Like, like you look at them and they're like, could you make these androids look a little more approachable? Like, just a little
just
bit more.
Always serious, gaunt, weird faces.
Like, they, oh, it's so uneasy. Like, who wants this android being like, I will help you. I will watch over you while you sleep. Like, this is a bad idea.
Even Bishop, who was apparently good.
Was creepy to look
creepy
at.
Shit.
The entire movie, I was like, he's gonna fucking turn on them.
I know, right?
I'm like, he's gonna fuck with these aliens because he's one of the goddamn Way corporations, and he's gonna Like, kill them all.
We don't. We have to see 3 and 4.
Yes,
so
we haven't watched 3 and 4 yet.
They could still fix them up and then fuck them over.
Possibly.
Maybe
I don't know,
he's
man.
He's got aliens inside him.
That's the thing. That's what I thought. I was like, he's totally putting some aliens inside his body. Like, that was my entire thought that movie.
I wonder if androids can, like, get
alien
impregnated. Yeah.
That's a good question.
Can they incubate an alien?
I don't know. I don't know what an alien needs to incubate into a full alien. Like, it's just like body heat.
Burst out of your chest and
yes.
scurry away.
Yes. Do they just need body heat? Do they suck out your nutrients or something? I don't know, man.
It's a parasite, so I'm sure it does
yeah.
a number of things. But overall, even though it raised more questions than it answered...
If you like Alien, go see the movie.
It was good.
Like, it was good for an alien.
It was entertaining.
Alien movies are pretty solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for the old ones, because they're just made in the 70s and 80s, and they're slow.
Yes, that's true. But even Aliens, which didn't pick up for a while, like, that was a very good movie.
It was good.
Yeah. Even though you wanted to fucking smack Bill Paxton the entire goddamn time.
Yeah, Bill Paxton's an
was
idiot.
The worst. Was the worst.
Game
I'm
over,
sorry.
Man.
I'm sorry,
Game
Bill
over.
Paxton. Like, but that
R.I.P.
character.
R.I.P. Bill Paxton.
R.I.P. No, just, you know, but damn, that character was annoying. I'm so sorry. Like,
he was a whiny bitch.
He was a whiny bitch.
Everyone else was a hardcore Marine. How the fuck did he get into a
Seriously. All of those Marines were so pudgy. Like,
yeah.
nobody was, like, except for the lady.
Yeah.
Nobody was,
what
like,
was her name?
Equipped.
Have you seen that? Like, there's a thing where the actual actress who played her is white as fuck.
Yes! I'm like, that's so fucked up!
It's crazy.
Like, really, guys? Really? This is really, really racist. Like, holy shit.
It was the 80s, Haley.
I know, but still, like, no one was like, we're just gonna pretend. No one was like, I'm gonna raise my hand and be like, are you sure? Are you sure we should do this?
Haley is actually raising her hand right now for some reason.
You gotta act it out, Mitchell. You gotta get into it. But yeah, that's fucked up.
And then the third movie we saw that week was Baywatch.
Baywatch was surprisingly not as bad as I was expecting it to be.
It was not as good as I was expecting it to
really?
Be.
Really? See,
yeah.
I don't know, because we saw that on Sunday. So at that time, literally the entire weekend, everyone was just shitting all over Baywatch. All the critics, they hated that movie. They were like, this sucks, it's not funny, it's blah, blah, blah. Like, so I don't know, I figured...
It was very average to me.
I mean, I'm not saying it was like super good, but I was like... Oh, it's not as bad. I did not laugh as much as I was expecting. But it wasn't terrible. I also just like the actress in it, Alexandria.
Well, yeah.
I mean, she's like, holy shit. I love her. I've seen a lot of her movies, and it's just like, bam, 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 every single movie.
Bam, bam, bam.
Bam, bam, bam. I love it. I love her so much. I love, she's so pretty. She's so good looking. I love her.
You're not gonna get any arguments from me.
I know, but I'm just saying, she's great. I love her so much.
What about Zac Efron on The Rock?
See, The Rock I enjoy. Zac Efron, whenever he gets like that, like his abs and everything, and it's freaky. I don't like that. It's too much. They're like, yeah, let's just make him as ripped as fucking possible. He didn't look like a swimmer at all. Like, that's not a swimmer's body. It was just like, let's dehydrate him and make sure his muscles pop out as much as physically possible.
Sure, grab him.
Yes. I was like, this is so uncomfortable to look at sometimes. But his character was sad because he was homeless.
Like a little homeless lady.
Except he slept on the beach.
He wasn't really homeless. He was staying with Mitch.
He was homeless up until he was staying with Mitch. He had his backpack and a motorcycle to his name and 2 gold medals.
Can't remember some of the things I felt was dumb about the movie.
Just the fact that Zac, like, the whole point of the, like, Zac Efron was like, we need to go to the cops. And they were like, no, we don't. Why are we getting the cops involved? I'm like, you guys are yes, you are lifeguards. Like, this is FBI worthy shit.
Are you sure that was kind of poking fun?
No, I know. But
stuff.
The entire time I'm like, literally call the FBI.
That's what it was.
What?
I felt like it took itself too seriously. But that is probably because... the show wasn't a comedy.
Well, no, it wasn't a comedy. They were dead serious
so
about those lifeguards.
They took
yes.
itself seriously because that's
a
what
little bit
to happen,
more.
But...
Yeah. See, I thought they should have pushed the comedy factor in a little bit more. Like, I that's what they should have done.
I can't really remember a whole lot about it.
Oh, no. They're, no.
It was okay. It was forgettable, obviously. So go see it or don't.
I think I remember it pretty well, but it's just, like, it wasn't as bad as the critics said. Definitely.
Obviously.
It wasn't as bad because critics suck. But it just, I wished it did make me laugh more. Like, with all these remakes of 80s or whatever shows, like 21 Jump Street, so fucking funny.
Chips was surprisingly good.
Chips? Yeah. The critics did not like that either.
I really liked Chips.
I enjoyed Chips a lot.
It was good. Michael Pena and Dax Shepard were little, fucking solid.
Well, that's like, with those types of movies, especially with that cast and everything and who you know is fucking writing and directing this movie, it's a little outrageous. Like, you're going to have to go into it and mentally think, this is going to be a stupid, funny comedy. And that's what it was. Like, there was nothing else. I was like, no, this is good.
I feel like Chips kind of pushed the comedy, whereas Baywatch held back on
it.
And they should have kind of pushed it maybe a little bit more.
I think so, exactly, yeah. But
Chips was... I really want Chips to have a sequel.
Chips was not bad. I think Chips was definitely better than Baywatch. Yeah. Like, I laughed a lot more in Chips than Baywatch.
Okay. Also, do you think it was because maybe Michael Pena and Dax Shepard had better chemistry than The Rock and Zac Efron?
Yes, and I heard, like, on set that they, like, laughed a lot, and they joked around and everything, but that didn't come across on screen a lot of the time.
Like,
I'm sure they
were cool and everything.
Yeah, because I think the cast themselves were real chill, because they even filmed down here, and people... Like, went and saw them in bars
exactly
and stuff.
They didn't gel.
No, even
as well.
On screen, it wasn't. Like, I feel like they're really good to go and, like, hang out and go get drinks together and everything like that. Like, they'd be cool bros. But it just. It wasn't solid when it got to the screen time. It all felt very forced. It wasn't like Zac Efron and Dave Franco and freaking Neighbors, because their chemistry
is
beautiful.
Awesome. That is,
like,
awesome,
they play off each other so well in those movies. And even like what's his name? The guy who, the main other dude, not Zac Efron.
In
Neighbors, they're fucking...
Their friend?
No. The old people. What's his name?
Oh, Seth Rogen.
Yes, Seth Rogen. Thank you. Like, they gel with each other. Like, they ply off each other very well. But I feel like, I don't know, like, Zac Efron and The Rock's comedy just didn't mesh.
They're two good-looking, charismatic men. And
yeah.
You can't put them together.
Yeah.
You gotta have a, like, if they got Seth Rogen and The Rock...
That would be
a little better.
That would be fucking... I can see that being terrible, but in a good way.
Freaking hilarious, probably.
I feel like The Rock would not like Seth Rogen.
Probably not.
No, I feel like The Rock would be like, I fucking hated working with him, but it would be a funny movie. Seth Rogen would be like, yeah, The Rock was cool, it's all good. And Rock's like, no, fuck him.
I don't think The Rock's that kind of guy, though.
True. He seems pretty awesome.
He does. Yeah, Baywatch wasn't bad.
Nah, it was good. It was good. Okay.
I'd rent it rather than go see it in theaters.
Yes, yeah, definitely. It's not worth like $12 solid like Friday movie night.
I probably will not watch it again unless someone's like, I really want to see this, and I'd be like, I guess if you really want to, or we could watch Chips instead.
Yeah, and I would be like, oh yeah, Alexandria's in this, but I could go watch every other movie she's in and it would still be gorgeous.
And also, they kind of covered that shit up a lot compared to the other girl.
Oh my goodness. So, I mean, compared to the other girl, that's true. Like, her bathing suit definitely was not as zipped down as the rest of them. And even her, like, tryout outfit was very, like, sports bra-esque instead of... Which, I mean, obviously it works.
Conservative.
Yeah, because you're in a fucking, like, competition that requires physical strength and everything. So you don't want to have your tits hanging out. But I love her.
Or do you?
She is hilarious. I think she was going to a Baywatch premiere, I think in Australia or something, and she tweeted out, she's like, oh, gotta go to this premiere, gotta get my tits in a dress now. And then she screenshotted her mom had sent her, like, a message and been like, let's not use that language anymore. And then her brother was online, too, and he was like, man, I'm waiting for that message from mom. And I was like, I love this family. They're great. I think she's solid. I love her so much and everything she does. Oh shit, I just realized this is the second movie she had with The Rock.
Yeah.
I did not put that together. Yes.
And I'm sure they're going to be in San Andreas 2, which is apparently coming out.
Is that happening?
I'm pretty sure.
Why?
It is.
What's happening to San Andreas again? It's another massive earthquake.
More earthquakes.
Is California actually going to disconnect this time?
Well, it mostly disconnected last time.
I know, but now it's all the way. It's going to become an actual island. How do you do that? What is... What?
I don't know how you make a sequel to the disaster movie.
That doesn't make any sense.
Disaster movie 2. We have to escape again. Oh, no.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Maybe a volcano explodes.
We moved to Hawaii. This is safer, right?
Oh, I'm Hawaii thinking, volcano. I'm thinking more of like Mount St. Helens, which is like super mega volcano.
Yeah, up north. That would destroy the world. That's not like, oh yeah, like California's fucked over. That's the world is ending. The sun will get blacked out if that goes off. Honestly.
What about the other? What is it like? Geo. Something.
Oh, that crazy, the disaster movie where it's all the disasters rolled into one.
Key Cobra Commander. Yes. It's all the weather.
They're just sitting in an office being like, tornado now, earthquake now, tsunami now, boop, boop, boop.
Cobra Commander achieves his wet dream. Gets to control the weather.
Oh my god, I love it. I think it's like, I don't even know. Something like that. Geostorm or something.
This is the sequel to G.I. Joe.
Oh, I love it.
Speaking of, is there going to be a sequel to G.I. Joe?
I mean, there was already two.
The Rock's in fucking that movie, too.
There was already two. I don't think they're doing another one.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt's going to show up again. Because apparently he was Code Over Commander, wasn't he?
I don't know. I've never seen either of those movies.
You haven't?
No.
I've seen the first one.
I have never watched those movies.
It wasn't horrible.
I never watched it. I've wanted to watch it for that ninja fight, because obviously ninja fights are great, but I've never seen those movies.
Well, you can just watch
a clip of ninja fighting.
Martial arts movies for ninja fights.
That's true.
They'd be way better.
That is true, yes.
Because it likes ninja fights, but not when Mitchell wants to watch them.
Mitchell wants to watch them all the time, and you haven't offered one in a while. There was just a period of time where literally all Mitchell wanted to do was watch kung fu movies.
And I
was
like, great.
I'm not saying they're not bad, but it was literally every night you were like, here's my list of 10, we're gonna watch one. And I was like, Mitchell, we just watched a kung fu movie. They're special. You can't just have ninja fight all the time, because then it's not special. You gotta have that moment and you're like, oh shit. Come on, Mitchell. All
right.
But if you would like to watch a kung fu movie.
Whatever.
It's been a while. We can watch a kung fu movie.
Yeah, we only saw 2 movies last week, so we're just gonna mash them into this episode. Do we see?
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman and Captain Underpants.
Let's talk about Captain Underpants.
Captain Underpants was pretty great.
Captain Underpants was phenomenal. If you read those books as a kid, go see this movie.
Also, all the actors in it were great.
Oh my gosh.
All the voice acting.
Yes, the voice acting was so good. Even the style of animation worked so well with those books. And the fact that they put in, like, all the funny things from the books into little, like, scenes, like the flip. Yes, the flip-o-rama, and then the page rips and everything like that. It's so good. Like, it's such a nice callback. It is. Like, we read those books when we were, like, 10.
And, like, all the kids, I think, we went and saw it, and there was a lot of kids in the theater.
Yes, this is the most children I think we've ever seen at a premiere of a children's movie, but that's, I think, because school let out that day.
And this weird kid
sat next to us with his mom, and listening to him, I felt kind of bad, because he definitely seemed like the type of kid who tried too hard because he didn't have a lot of friends.
I don't know if, maybe it's not because he had a lot of friends, but he just wants to be the center of attention.
That's true, but he's not funny, and
he
was probably, what, like 10, 11, something like that? He was probably a little younger. Maybe nine. But I was like, oh, child. He was so obnoxious and so irritating.
And, like, at some point, there was, like, a chicken in the movie.
Well, they hypnotized.
Acting him like a chicken.
Yes, they hypnotized him, their principal, and then made him act like a chicken.
And this fucking kid gets up and starts to try and act like a chicken.
Literally in the aisle. Like, in the aisle. And his mom is like, sit down. Like, what are you doing?
This fucking weirdo kid.
Like, it was insane. And he laughed in the most forced laugh way. At any point. I don't think he understood the jokes is the problem.
I think at one point, like, we laughed, and then he turned.
Yes.
And looked at us,
and then he
laughed, expecting us like to explain the joke to him or something.
Like, he did not get the script. I think that was an issue. Like, it's a good kids movie, but the script is
too witty for kids.
Like, it's very word humor.
It's not like
witty for adults, but it is definitely too witty for kids. Yes,
and they talk very fast, so I think kids would have a hard time keeping up with it sometimes. But this kid literally laughed like, ah ha ha ha, ah ha ha ha, and I'm like, fuck you, kid, like, calm down.
But a couple of points, like, this kid licked over at me, and I was like, I don't know you, kid, go away.
Like, I'm not gonna sit there and be like, okay, so the reason I laughed at this,
I don't want to fucking talk to you.
I don't
know you, you weirdo.
The best, the
I'm a grown ass man. I'm not gonna sit in a movie theater and whisper to a little boy.
Oh my gosh, I think the best part of that movie was the joke where they made fun of the only things that children eat.
Yes.
Are macaroni, like, buttered noodles,
pizza,
and chicken nuggets. And the mother next to me was dying. She thought it was the best joke she's ever heard because she could relate to that so much in that moment.
The parents were loving it.
The parents were loving it so much. I think that was the biggest laugh the theater got because all the parents laughed. Yeah. Like, God, I've had to feed so many children buttered noodles.
It was so funny.
It was good. It was very good.
I laughed. I thought it was funny because I knew it was true.
Yes, I was like, we put our mother through this.
Dinosaur chicken nuggets.
Oh, I still love dinosaur chicken nuggets.
Macaroni.
Yep. And then buttered noodles. Brendan buttered noodles. Brendan made mom go to McDonald's and just get a cheese sandwich. Which they never got right.
Just have a burger except with the bun and cheese.
She would explain it and she's like, all I want is the bun and the cheese. Just a cheese sandwich. And they would get so confused. They wouldn't even try. They would give her a full burger everything on it.
5 times out of 10.
And then
half of the time would be totally wrong.
She'd have to go back in and be like, no, this isn't what I want.
My kid is not going to fucking eat this. Give me my goddamn cheese sandwich.
He's
going
to throw a fit in this car. You don't understand. Oh my God. Oh, the struggles of parenthood. That's terrible.
Oh my God.
We need to also discuss at the end of this movie. It's ended. The lights are still a little dim.
Oh, fuck.
And these children, there was two parents, and they had probably 6 kids with them. And they weren't all their kids,
probably,
I guess.
Probably not all theirs.
They looked kind of similar, though. I think at least 3 or 4 of them were theirs. And these parents did not give 2 shits. Like, they gave up. And these children they didn't even run up and down, like, the stairs in the aisle. They climbed over every single seat, crawling up the theater like fucking zombies. Like, you know the World War Z scene where the zombies are climbing up the wall in piles? That's what it reminded me of. Because they were just like, do-do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do.
They weren't that fast.
They weren't that fast, but that's what they did. And then they were just like, stomp, 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 stomp.
And then they were running across the arms of the chairs.
Oh my God, because they were all connected. They're all big cushiony chairs connected up. So they were just back and forth, screaming up and down this theater. And then we fucking sit right next to the goddamn projector. And these kids decided to come climb up on the seat right next to Mitchell. Like, their fucking feet were right there. Their asses in his face.
I wanted to push them over so bad.
Oh my God, and making like,
make them eat shit. Serve you fucking right, kid.
Oh my God, because they were making shadow puppets and screaming and
like,
just
cover it, cover
yes,
it.
They
wanted to hide, like if there was gonna be a sting at the end or something.
I was like, I swear to God, but I understand kids being kids, but these parents did not care. They looked back and they realized we were still sitting there. Like, if we
fucking give a shit.
If we weren't sitting there, like right next to it, it might have been like, okay, they're still obnoxious, but these kids are right in our face and there's 3 of them. And their parents were just like, whatever. Like, they didn't say a word. They were just like, it's cool. We're gonna like leave, whatever. It's fine. And I'm like, dude, I wanted one of them to fall bad.
So did I.
So bad. And tears started because that would have ended immediately.
Just eat shit, kid, please.
One of you. And I think, like, because the entire time we're sitting there and we're whispering, we're like, mom would have murdered us.
Yes.
We would have not gotten home. We would have been dead. dead in that theater. They would have had to put memorial plaques in that theater for where we rested, because she would have murdered us.
Oh, oh my god.
It would have been so bad.
She would have been so pissed.
She would not. She would have grabbed us so hard and been like, "You are embarrassing me in this theater. How dare you, like, out in public." It would have been bad. We would have been fucked.
Mom didn't put up with shit.
No, she didn't. She had 3 insane children. I still feel bad thinking back on it and what we did to each other and, like, what we did to her sometimes. We weren't the worst children, but damn, did we put her through some shit.
We weren't that bad. I mean, we should ask Mom and see.
We made each other cry
constantly. We were not bad.
Comparatively, yes. But apparently, Mom still, like, she's told me before, she's like, "Nobody ever wanted to watch you." Like, we were those kids. I'm pretty sure.
I mean, that makes sense.
Like, none of our family members, whenever we went up north on vacation, none of them wanted to watch us.
What?
Yes, apparently. That's what she's told me. I think that's why we've gone through so many babysitters, too.
That's messed up.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the one babysitter helped us give Brennan a swirly.
She was cool. She was cool. I don't think she came back after that, though.
Because Mom did not appreciate the fact that she helped us give Brennan a swirly.
Brennan was freaking out. We were terrible to each other. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh shit.
Captain Underpants was good.
Captain Underpants was good.
We tend to like children's movies, though, so...
Yes.
If you don't like children's movies,
you probably wouldn't like it.
I don't like it, but it was good. You should go see it.
Yes. If you have children or you read the books, then you should go see this movie, because they'll enjoy it.
It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
I loved at the end of the movie, because the entire time they're like, our friendship's going to end because we're not in the same class, even though we live right next to each other and we share a treehouse, essentially.
I'll be wearing a suit for some reason.
You'll have a weird haircut. And then at the end, they're like, why do we think that? Like, I love that children logic that they brought in. Because in the moment, it's the biggest issue ever. And at the end, they're just like, what the hell? Like, we're going to be fine. We're still best friends.
Oh, if there's a sequel, there got
to be. There has to be. There has to be. I think it did really well. They said it was pretty cheap to make.
Yeah.
So I think there has to be a movie.
I just want Thomas Middleditch and Kevin Hart and Ed Helms. And
yes, it was so good.
All them in the movie again.
And they, I mean, obviously they set it up to have a sequel.
Yeah.
So. And then the other movie was Wonder Woman.
Which was great.
I think.
It kind of, you know, it's as good as people say it is, but
yes.
I kind of felt like it was less so towards the end.
I think the issue was they pushed the ending part where she's doing her, like, wrap-up speech of, like, oh, this is what happened, and, like, you love can beat all. Like, I feel like they already told us that, so it was just reiterating it again.
Yes, Wonder Woman, we get it.
Yeah, because she said that essentially already, but it was literally, I think, one of the best, like, war superhero movies ever. Because it...
Out of the other two?
Well, yeah, like, I mean, anything... No, honestly, like, this presented the idea of war in a way that I don't think superhero movies have ever done before.
Yeah, because they're superhero movies, not war movies.
I know, but...
Oh. It blended the two, you're saying?
Yes. Like, because...
Really not silencing herself.
So sorry. I'm not touching it. It's just over there.
So unprofessional.
But but this... It was this idea that... Like, war is hell, and everyone's sort of a bad guy, no matter what. Because her whole idea was, if I kill Ares, the idea of man is going to be good again. Like, everyone will be good, because Ares the issue here.
I mean, technically, it didn't not work out that way, because she killed Ares, and then the Germans, and the other guys were like, we're buds now.
But it still, it presented it in the fact that, like, oh yeah, the Americans aren't the best, like, they're not good. Like, the Native American was like, oh no, his people killed my people.
Yeah.
And it's set into this motion that there's not ever really, like, one solid good guy. Like, not everyone's good.
Except for Wonder Woman.
Except for, obviously, Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman's the best. Yeah, I guess depending who's writing Superman half the time, but Superman. But it just, it was a good thing to present and be like, hey, everyone's fucked up. Like, the world's fucked, Wonder Woman. Like, this sucks because you've been on your island and you have all these mythological stories in your head, but no, we're fucked.
And the 12 volumes of...
12 volumes of sex.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whatever it's
where,
called.
Where guys are not... They're necessary for reproduction, but not for pleasure. Oh!
Also, now that we bring that up, Gal Gadot fucking gave Chris Pine...
Oh my god, yes. That was... Okay, so there's not an explicit sex scene or anything, but they obviously have sex. They go into the room, and she turns, and it is the most textbook definition of bedroom eyes I've ever seen on any human being.
Like if a girl ever looks at you this way, there is no way you're leaving that room without putting your dick inside her.
Like, you better be naked in the span of 2 seconds because she is not waiting around.
No.
Like, holy shit. She wanted to bone down
so hard,
so bad in that exact moment. She is like, I have never wanted anything else more than you at this point in time, so you better be giving it to me.
It was the sexiest look
it was,
ever.
I love the fact that everyone in that movie who met her fell in love with Wonder Woman. Literally nobody was not in love with Wonder Woman. Everyone was like, holy shit, she's the most beautiful person ever. And I was like, yeah, it's kind of true. She's real great looking.
She's pretty, but...
I mean,
I don't know about most beautiful.
I think,
but it's subjective.
It is subjective. I think I really like her in this movie compared to the Fast and Furious,
where she's
like too skinny. Yes, but I think she filled out a lot because she had to like work out and probably whatever. But she not filled out. Yeah, but she looked so good. All the Amazons too. Like, holy shit, they were so good. Even the character, like.
Yeah, I want to see more Amazon
Seriously,
fights.
Give us a goddamn, like, Amazon movie.
The beginning of the movie was probably the best part, where the Germans come
right?
to the
And
the
they're
Amazon
doing fucking
place.
Backflips off of horses
right?
and grabbing up shit. Like, that
fucking
was...
Arrow,
oh my
arrow,
god. That was... It had, I think, some of the best fight scenes I've seen in a movie in a while.
I think that was probably the best. And, like, I didn't really like the ending fight scenes.
I liked them when she was... going into, like, the trenches and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. the first time she pops up and they do the Wonder Woman soundtrack.
Basically, the part where it got, like, boring mm-hmm. for me, kind of, was when they started to, like, let's go invade and infiltrate the castle. And then
yes,
after that,
it
was all
slowed down a
yeah.
little bit. Yeah. I think, but that opening, like, oh my god. That, like, all the Amazons were amazing. All the costumes on that island. I was like, I want to wear this every single day, but I can't because it's not socially acceptable. But it's just like, holy crap. This movie was so good. So good. I am so happy that this movie was amazing and did so well because we need all of it all the time.
What was it? The biggest
female opening
director,
ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, female director ever.
Which is cool.
It's like... although all these people who sang stuff like, oh yeah, they leave the movie and they're like, is this how white guys feel all the time after leaving movies? Like, I'm like, I want to fight somebody now. Is this how everyone, like, holy crap, I love it.
Oh,
I think it's
God.
Hilarious. It's so good. I think, I just love it. This movie is such a good movie. And the fact that it's, like, the first, like, woman-led superhero movie and it's done so well. It's so important. It's great. I love it. I'm so happy.
But they didn't put a sting at the end, which is lame.
Well, that's, I don't think, because the DC doesn't want to follow in Marvel's footsteps.
They put one at the end of, what's it called? Batman v Superman.
Was it at the very end?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it was a mid-credit. Like, they don't mind doing mid-credits, but you can't do at the very end. DC's like, fuck you, Marvel. We're not going to copy
Stings,
you because we're going to be better.
Stings are for all movies.
Stings are for, yeah. But I think I like the, like, because I think Marvel's going in this very, like, good versus evil, but DC is having this whole idea, like, maybe not everyone's super good, not everyone's super evil. And there's, like, actual morals. Like, people don't agree in the same way all the time.
Moral dilemmas.
Yes, yes. Like, in Batman...
I mean, even that, that's always been DC's thing, though. Like,
yeah, it is.
In the Justice League, there's always dissent.
Yes, and I really like that.
But then in the Avengers, Cap just shouts out, Avengers, go!
Yeah, and everyone agrees with him.
And everyone fucking goes and fucks shit up.
Which I think
except
is...
Except for in Civil War.
Well, yeah, but Civil War wasn't... It was whatever. That wasn't even, like... Oh, Civil War wasn't even the biggest moral dilemma, because halfway through that movie, Steve was like, I don't even care about the Accords, I just want to help my friend. And Tony's like, no, it's still about the Accords. And then he's like, but he killed my mom, so I still have to kill him. It was just bad. It was just, that wasn't, it wasn't bad bad, but like, the reasoning behind everything was really weak.
He also killed his dad.
But he didn't care about his dad. His dad was an abusive asshole, like, drunk. He only cared about his mom. Like, come on. He only said, he was like, you killed my mom. He didn't mention anything about the dad. If Bucky had only killed his dad, he would have been like, I mean, that sucks. I don't like that. But you killed my mom. That's where you fucked up. Don't kill the mom, Mitchell.
Now you fucked up. Now you fucked up. You have fucked up now. Suck my presidential cock.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Anyway. Wonder Woman was very good, and I'm super excited for everything DC's doing. And
when we get Justice League. This
like,
year.
Yeah, in the fall. Like, it comes out in, like, November.
And that trailer looks pretty great.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
Not
God.
Not as good as Black Panther, but...
Black Panther? Black Panther's very good, yes. I am real excited for Black Panther, but also I really, really just want to see Batman and Aquaman interacting in the Justice League movie, because yeah. I think that's going to be, like, the best part.
It does look good.
Oh.
Also, all of them interacting, like,
it does.
The Flash,
they look like
pretty great.
Yes, they have a really good cast for that, and them all coming together, that's gonna be a very good, like, gotta go get the best of the best movie. Batman's gotta collect his, like, his children
Metahumans.
Around. Metahumans, yeah.
Well, he's not collecting his children, that'd be a Batman movie.
I want him to... That's, I think that should be the Batman movie that Ben Affleck makes. It's just him going around collecting his children.
Getting orphans.
Yes. Be like, here's one, here's two, here's three, these are mine now.
Well, I mean, if the timeline in this Batman is...
Jason's already dead.
But also, that means... What's his name?
Tim?
No, not Tim.
Dick?
Yeah, he would already be Nightwing.
Yeah, he should be already be Nightwing.
And then also, what's his name?
Which one? Damian?
Someone was saying that, like, the Joker is one of the Robins or something. Have you heard that? Are you annoyed as shit about that?
Yes, it's so stupid. And I'm pretty sure they've, it's been
disproved.
Disproved, yes. This fucking stupid thing. People were like, oh yeah, Jason's gonna be the Joker. Jason's the one who got killed by the Joker. So they're like, he's gonna be the Joker. Like, he's gonna kill the Joker or whatever and then be Joker. Fuck you. Fuck you guys. You're so dumb. I hate these theories so fucking much. The only thing... I mean, I would love to see... Obviously, Dick as Nightwing. That would be amazing. Because I think that outfit would look so good in this universe. Oh, goodness gracious. But...
Are you saying it in, like, oh my God, this guy... Oh.
Both. Both ways. Both ways, as in, he would look real hot in that outfit, and okay. I want to see this costume be made, like, in this movie style. And then I want Tim, like, because Tim's my favorite, and Tim comes after Jason. I want Tim in these movies, because I bet you they're going to fucking skip over him, and or do some other replacement, and it'll be like, screw you guys, Tim carried the goddamn Bat family on his back for, like, 10 years in the comics.
It'll be the girl Robin.
Not to say that she's bad, but no.
What's her name?
Stephanie
Brown.
Stephanie Brown, who becomes Robin because Tim's like, I don't want to do this anymore.
What about in the Dark Knight Returns?
Dark Knight
is
Returns
that
is Carrie.
Person?
No, that's Carrie Kelly.
Okay.
That's the future Batman, and she's some kid
I was thinking more of that.
Oh, that they do Carrie Kelly?
Yeah. Because it seems like more of a Dark Knight Returns type Batman.
But then that doesn't work with all the timeline things. Mm. I don't want that.
I'm just saying.
I don't want Dark Knight. Because if the... Ugh.
Dark Knight.
Like the actual storyline of
gotcha.
Dark Knight.
Yeah.
It won't
work. I don't
think
they should do the storyline.
No, not at all. I don't think... See, that's the thing. I don't think they should get Carrie Kelly. I think they should... If they have Jason be dead and they have Dick be Nightwing, they need to have Tim. They need to have Tim.
You just want him in a movie.
He deserves it, Mitchell. He deserves it. Again, he carried the Bat family on his back for like 10 years in comics.
Has he been... He hasn't been in any of the animated movies either, has he?
He has been in Young Justice. He's in the second season of Young Justice. It's a show. No. No, he hasn't. He has not been in any of the fucking movies.
They just skipped to Damian.
Yes, they do! Yes, they do, Mitchell! And it will flip this fucking table over it! I swear to God! It pisses me off so much. He is the most important goddamn member of that family. And they're like, no, no, he's not important. Go fuck yourself. Screw you! Oh, fuck you guys so much, DC. So much. Piss me off. Oh, he's the reason Batman didn't murder anyone after Jason's death. And he comes back.
Yeah, Wonder Woman was good.
Wonder Woman was good.
You should go see it.
Yes, you should.
You probably have already if you were going to anyways.
Yes, it was very, very good.
Because everybody is apparently going to see Wonder Woman.
It's because it was a fucking solid.
Probably why nobody was in... What did we see last night?
Oh, The Mummy.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had more... They still had, like, the top show times was all Wonder Woman compared to the other three movies. Yeah, that came out.
So it's probably going to be doing real well.
Probably, yeah, number one again for the next couple weeks, I could see. What comes out? No, maybe next week. Next week, I think there's some big movies coming
out.
No, that's at the end of June.
Yeah.
Next week, we have the Tupac movie comes out next week.
We won't be able to see it right Mitchell, we have...
Last week, we didn't have, like, any movies because only two came out. We're going to have a nice back catalog. Shush! No! I didn't want to go see any of the shit, like, bad, like, dumb movies. Didn't want to. I needed to do errands, okay? I needed to go grocery shopping.
Haley's not as committed to movies as I am.
It's not that I'm committed. I need time to do the things I need to do.
So did I, but I came down to try and go see a movie.
You could have driven back up north then. We had no plans at all set out.
Yeah, so I'm going to drive back down.
You could have called me.
To go to Dad's house for dinner.
You could have called me ahead of time.
Maybe you should tell me these things.
Again, I didn't know in that moment. I woke up and I was like, oh man, I have to do so much stuff today.
Jerk.
Whatever. Whatever. I'm so sorry we didn't get to go see Churchill and Everything Everything and The Lovers. The most important movies of the season.
They were. What do we learn at the movies?
Oh shoot. I learned that Johnny Depp is not important in almost any of the movies he probably will be in.
We'll have to see. Well, I mean, he's going to be playing the Invisible Man in the Universal
Dark
Universe.
I still don't think that'll be a good idea.
So he's not even going to be seen on camera.
Right? He's not going to be important. That's the thing.
Basically, it's just going to be Johnny Depp doing voiceover. They can just play whoever the fuck they want in that green suit.
Johnny Depp is not important anymore in the movies. That's what I learned at the movies. Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, my goodness.
What did I learn? Baywatch.
Aliens. I learned don't trust an android.
Yeah,
I reassured
them. Don't trust androids. That's what I learned.
Bleeds white, you gotta fight. Just remember that, everyone, for the future. Bleeds white, gotta fight.
Do not trust androids.
Don't trust androids, ever. I don't even care if they're, like, super chill right now. They're probably gonna turn on you later.
There's some weird thing going on in their head.
Seriously. They either want to bone you, or bone you and then dissect you.
Raping and killing you.
It's weird as shit. Don't trust androids.
Probably not at the same time, and possibly not even in that order.
Oh no!
Android
necrophilia! Oh no! Oh gosh.
What else did I learn? Oh, that children don't really get children's movies a lot of the time.
For real. Like, I don't know, man. Like, they're entertaining you because they're bright colors when you're young, I guess. But go see children's movies as adults and it'll hit you real hard.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I did not get the full impact of the Rugrats movie when I saw it.
No, I don't think so either. Like, I think it was meaningful to me, but now I can't watch it because it actually makes me cry every single time.
Because that shit is dark.
It's dark as hell. Like, I think last time I tried to watch it, I got 20 minutes in and was like, I can't do this. I cannot watch freaking the dog die or almost die, Spike, and then Tommy tried to sacrifice his brother to monkeys. Like, you can't do that.
Everybody gets what they want.
Monkeys want nanners. And Dale wants monkeys. Haley, everybody gets what they want.
Haley can't even see animated dogs. Almost.
No, that Mitchell, it's so bad. Why would you kill the dog? It's the worst. It's the worst thing you could ever do to anyone. Don't take their dog away.
Did you go into John Wick knowing that that was going to happen?
Brendan warned me, I think. Darn. The first time he told me, he was like, this is the best movie ever, but, and then I was like, oh God, but, and then I had to confirm it on doesthedogdie.com, and I was like, shit. And then I watched it, and I was like, it's a beagle puppy, too! I was like, no! I was so upset. I was like, God damn it. And the entire time, you're like, you better fuck everyone up in this movie, John Wick. You better fuck them all up. Oh.
Now he's got the kick-ass
Pitbull. Yes, who's adorable and just loves him. Dog.
Oh, yeah, there was movie news about John Wick 3. That's what I wanted to talk about last episode.
What is it?
I don't think it's any, like, firm news.
I don't care. They
basically want to explain more about the crazy assassin in the world.
Yes, give it to me. Give it to me. I need it in my life. This series is the best.
Yeah.
I need a John Wick universe.
John Wick universe. Just the world that takes place in is awesome.
Oh my God, it's so good. It's so thought out and well written. Everyone's an assassin. Like, oh, so good. So fucking good.
There was another world where I felt like that too, and I can't remember what it was.
Oh no. But it's gonna be, I hope. Oh, so good.
Yeah. Seems like children's movies are very much for adults now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they'll entertain children, but the fact that you can watch it as an adult is still, like, that just means it's well written.
There's so many layers.
Like, you gotta watch these and be like, oh, like, I love these adults who are like, children can't watch these movies because there's, like, the gay character in the background or something, and I'm like, bitch, you think these children are noticing these things? They don't pay attention. They're just like, oh,
but
yeah,
Haley,
there's...
But Haley, they get it subconsciously.
Oh
so
my God.
Subconsciously, they'll start thinking that being gay is okay.
Oh, good. Good God. Good God, man. They just care about whatever animal's talking in that movie at that exact moment. Like, oh my God.
Yep.
Yes.
I believe that is what we learned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Michelle.
I'm Haley.
I'm Michelle again.
I'm Haley again.
Do we keep going like we did in the beginning? Because Haley was talking on her phone.
I was just trying to make plans, okay?
We're the cinema siblings.
And stay for the sting.
Stay for the sting. Even though half the time there isn't one. Still stay.
It's just our catchphrase. Come on. That was a good episode.